We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
This webmasterradio.fm program is made possible in part by the following.
AFCON 2010, where affiliates always attend for free. June 21st through 23rd in Denver. Make your plans now to be at the most affordable, informative, interactive trade show anywhere. Haven't made your plans to join us? Then it's time to act fast. We have secured a limited number of hotel rooms at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Convention Center Hotel, the official host hotel of AFCON 2010. Book your reservations at our exclusive AFCON 2010 special rate by going to bit.ly/cheap hotel. That's bit.ly/cheap hotel. These rooms are guaranteed to be sold out fast. Remember, AFCON 2010 is giving you 2 days of back-to-back sessions, keynote presentations, exhibit access, and incredible nighttime networking for free. Plus, we're giving you unbelievable room specials for a limited time. Book your rooms now by going to bit.ly/cheap hotel. AFCON 2010, the trade show that's free for all affiliates, June 21st through 23rd in Denver. Register today at affcon2010.com. That's affcon2010.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome, Ross. How are you?
Good. Good. Before we start, I'd like to thank you for your ongoing fight against the use of pesticides in SERPs.
Thank you. I've been working very hard on that. Got a fundraiser coming up. I expect you to contribute.
You know, I was actually going to say, you know, if anyone want to thank you for your organic efforts, so you could just pass it out.
Yeah.
Anyway,
somebody out there is thinking, what is he talking about? Is there really a pesticide problem on SERPs? There's not. Trust me.
Well, I wouldn't know. Actually, that's not necessarily true. There's lots of pests on search.
That's a good point. That's a good thought. Pesticide for spam. How could you do that?
I guess Matt's supposed to be the ultimate pesticide, Matt Cutts.
Matt Cutts is the Orkin man for
Oh, we're going to do it soon. I love it.
Yeah. Nice. I'm
thinking of that one already. All right. Okay. Well, anyways, today we have a show on keyword research. It's a hot topic. I know everyone, I think just about everyone needs to learn more about this, or even if they don't even know it. I'm always learning something new about it. And I think you're right in the middle of some.
Yeah, I'm completely revamping our keyword research processes, and I'm learning new things. I've been doing it for years, and I'm still learning new things about how to improve it and, you know, change the way it can happen and just make it simpler and easier and harder and all of it all at the same time.
Wow. Okay, well, why don't you sort of let us in?
I guess maybe before we start digging into, like, how and why, let's talk about why. Why do we do keyword research in SEO? I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. It seems very simple that, you know, we're in organic search. People use words to search. We need to understand or try to predict what those words are. Therefore, we do keyword research. But, you know, is the depth of it? I mean, how far do you have to take it? Because you could actually come out with, I did a list just the other day off of a seed list of 9 or 10 words, ended up with 30,000 long tail phrases. Do you need to take it that far? So where is it important? Why is it important? I guess this is the question. And I'd love to love to hear a little bit about how you look at that, Ross. And when you tackle keyword research, what's your goal?
Well, first of all, mine, of course, and again, we've got this good dynamic here. I'm small, medium-sized business. You usually do the larger and the corporates. So it's a different world, really, when it comes to keyword research. I mean, the basics or fundamentals are always there. But when we're doing research, I like to look at the competitors, not to say that they're doing anything necessarily right all the time, but I like to go and look at a client's competitors, ones especially we know who are doing well. Maybe we've got some insight into that, inside, who knows. And we just sort of – there's a tool I use. Actually, I know we're going to get into tools in a second, but I really enjoy using the search-based keyword tool from Google. If you go to google.com and /SKtool, and it's sweet. I mean, it's really nice. You just type in the website address, and it analyzes the page and gives you some feedback on what, say, the competitor is currently targeting, and then it gives you some more other information. I really like that. It's a good quick glimpse at what your competitor or a particular page on your site may be targeting. It's essentially matching it to the content on your page, and then it'll pick from there which ones are the most popular search phrases and such. So we'll do that. Just maybe just start. If it's a new client per se, let's say we're doing that for their homepage, we do that and find out what they're doing, and then from there, perhaps find better phrases.
Right. So I know you snuck in the tool conversation ahead of time because I want to get back to that because I actually stopped using that tool in favor of going back to the standard Google AdWords keyword tool and using the URL option in that tool as opposed to the one in the SK tool.
And I use both. Go on.
Okay. So that's a little tease into our tool section because there's a very specific reason why I switched. And all right. So we understand the keywords are important, right? But to me, it's like, how do you know when you're doing your keyword research, there's choices you have to make. You know, I said we had 9 phrases and ended up with 30,000. So a lot of people are of the mindset that the long tail is the king these days. Long tail keywords, the more the better. And then there's some, like myself, who are still pretty high on the idea of those really high profile or marquee terms being important. So, which are you on, Ross? Just because if you're on the other, we'll have a good debate.
You know what? I think the way I go about it is I get the client essentially to go for pick a phrase that's the goal, the ultimate goal. Let's say a year from now they're going to get the top ranking. What is it they want? I'm like, okay, so that's our end goal. Then I go, all right, well, we need to get you some business in the beginning. Like, if this is a competitive phrase, they're not going to get that ranking really that quickly. We need to, you know, we're going to need to do the link building. We're going to need to do all the different things that are required to get that kind of link juice and credibility. So then we tend to go for long tail. We'll go for stuff that is low-hanging fruit that their competitors are most likely ignoring and are – even though there's very, say, fewer searches, there are higher converting traffic often. So, you know, I do a mixture. We're always going for that main phrase, but long tail is a great intermediate option.
I think so. I've really been recently leaning towards focusing on high profile terms for a site. So if I have like 10 hours to work on link building for a client, I will suppose focused on the high profile terms. And the reason I'm doing that these days is A, I know that the sites I'm working on are optimized from a technical standpoint. So I know the long tail content that they're building. And I agree with you completely that it's got to be a combination of both the high profile and the long tail. But for me, if I'm doing link building, since that's kind of what we're talking about, the link building is going to be towards the high profile terms. Content creation is going to be towards long tail. So I know if my site architecture is correct and the bots are going to get through my site, they're going to spider that new content that's going to have all that long tail terminology in it, then I'm fine with long tail. Because the more I focus on building authority to those high volume, high profile terms, and the more that my site gains authority for those terms, the long tail terms that are associated will do better as well.
Exactly.
So if my site has a lot of authority on popcorn, and I have long tail phrases related to popcorn, even if I'm not building links directly to those, as long as I'm creating content that has long tail, it's going to work.
Honestly, don't know if there would be an argument against that. That's pretty fundamental for me anyway. That's exactly mm-hmm. what we do. Link building's always for the market term, and the long tail, like you say, it just comes from that. And also the content. Like if we find a particular phrase is converting well on a site and it's a long tail, we might just create an article around that. And then maybe we'll do some link building through, a PR web, through, you know, some intermediate, just fast, kick in the pants kind of link building, get it out there in social, that kind of stuff, just to get a little more juice. But that's about it when it comes to that.
Yeah. So really, when you're talking about keywords and you're talking about the difference between high profile and long tail, it really correlates to the two main things in SEO, content and links. High profile coordinates to links. Long tail coordinates to content.
Yeah. Good call. Yeah. I mean, have you heard an argument otherwise? I don't know.
It's not so much I've heard the argument, but I see so many people building links to long tail phrases, or spending so much time focusing on optimizing for a long tail phrase, where if your site's just optimized to begin with and you just add a new page of content, that's all you should have to worry about, is I'm adding new content because my site's already done. But they spend so much time worrying about, I've got this article and I'm focusing on this one long tail phrase and I want to make sure my keyword density is right, and I have to have the exact title and the exact meta tags. Those help, of course, but it's much better to publish more and more content than spend the time optimizing for long tail and not publishing more content. So if you have a choice between publishing two articles or publishing one article and optimizing it, I would publish two articles every day.
True enough. Well, and I guess there is an argument, actually, and that is if you don't have the resources to compete for the market phrase, and you know which long tail terms are really doing you a good business, there's no harm in building links to them, and maybe doing some focusing on it. But
That's true. But to me, if it's something that stands out enough in your analytics to where hey, this is a high converting term, I know this is going to work well for me, it's no longer a long tail phrase. It's not going to be high profile, but it might be a primary phrase. You see what I mean?
True.
In that case, you're absolutely right. You're going to build some links to it. You're going to spend a little bit more time making sure the title and meta tags are optimized properly. But long tail to me is 3 or 4 searches a month. And that's not worth. See what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Okay, we're talking semantics then.
Yeah.
Because really,
that's important for everybody to just understand the difference, in my mind at least, because there's not just high value and long tail. There's places in between too.
True. true enough. To me, it's top or long tail. I mean, you know, if you really get technical, we have primary, secondary, and tertiary terms.
I didn't know you were just a straight black and white kind of guy, Ross. I thought there was some shit there.
Don't cross me. I like you now, but... All right, on that note, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about keywords.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link building report from SEOFox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEO Fox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com.
Charles, come on up and tell us about the great ROI we're getting from RevenueWire.
Thank you. Since I signed up with RevenueWire, conversions have increased dramatically. RevenueWire has an integrated shopping cart called SafeCart that offers highly accurate sales tracking, boosting our conversions through the roof. And now that they've added multiple international currencies to SafeCart, we're looking forward to seeing significant increases in our overseas sales of PC utility software from LavaSoft, PC Tools, Pareto Logic, and AvantQuest. With up to 75% commission, real-time sales tracking, free in-depth sales analytics and reporting tools, campaign optimization resources, and now weekly payments for top-performing affiliates, our sales are climbing higher and higher, thanks to RevenueWire.
Find out more at RevenueWire.com.
Did you know?
99 Designs is a leading marketplace for graphic design on the internet.
Did you know?
99 Designs connects you to a community of over 35,000 designers who will compete to do the best work for you.
Did you know?
99 Designs allows you to post projects for logo design, webpage design, t-shirt design, and more.
Did you know?
99 Designs projects the average of over 70 different design options for a price that you set.
99 Designs. When designers compete, you win.
The whoring of Facebook for promotional purposes continues with the WebmasterRadio.fm Facebook fan page. Join our fans by clicking the Facebook logo on the WebmasterRadio.fm homepage and keep up to date with all the latest. Become a fan on Facebook.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were discussing, about long tail and primary key phrases, which one you should spend the most time on and all that sort of stuff. And I'm sure we've talked to that till we're about blue in the face. So let's move on to the next one.
so you had mentioned a little bit ago about, you know, when you're looking at these high value, that you have a goal set for eventually you want to, you know, get rankings for these terms. But I actually have broken up keyword research based on four different types of goals that we might be searching for and how that changes the keyword research. So rankings is definitely one of those goals. So, but when I'm doing my evaluation of my expanded list of keywords and I'm looking, okay, now I need to understand which ones are really important, I look at what the goals of the site are to determine which of these evaluation points have priority. So like rankings, if that's your priority is rankings, is that your goal, then when you're evaluating these keywords, competition would be one of your most important elements you'd be looking at. If traffic was the goal, then search volume is going to be one of the most important elements you're looking at from your keyword standpoint. The other two that I have on my list, and if you have some more, that'd be awesome, Ross, is if your goal is conversions, then you're going to look for user intent type key phrases, like things that indicate that they're ready to buy. And those actually would end up being more of the long tail stuff that we talked about earlier. And then there's just overall long tail support. If you're really wanting to increase the reach that your site has into the engine by that, then you're looking at content. You know, what types of content do I want to target? Different buckets of content for my keywords.
I'm trying to think. I mean, you've pretty much covered the map there. I mean, is there, would one of those, let's see, that would fall into traffic too? Like, I'm thinking, you know, some people are targeting the viral aspect. They're targeting the stuff that's currently hot, you know, the buzz, you know, that which kind of combines a few of those.
That's a real good one. So you're looking for timely. Your goal of your site is to be published information that's timely, and maybe it's a news site, news oriented site. So then Your keyword research would definitely, you'd want to look at the buzz and some of those. What's that one tool that Google has? Insights, maybe even might be a good tool to use to look at when you're doing your keyword research. That's a good one.
Yeah, and they've also got a the double click. Platform, they still have it called DoubleClick for some reason. But anyway, it's also got some phenomenal tools for demographics and finding out, you know, what terms are biggest at this time of year and that kind of thing. So you could target seasonality as well.
There you go. Very good. That's another good one. So I think the point is this, that when you're doing keyword research, yes, you're going to come up with this giant list and you have to evaluate which ones are your most important ones, but make sure that you're looking at, you know, what is the goal of your site, and that's part of your decision when you're evaluating those keywords, without a doubt.
It's pretty extensive. And you know, for buzz, I mean, that would really work around anyone who wants to ride the wave. You know, they're constantly riding you know, trying to get the top digs, all that kind of stuff. I would guess that articles that are well written around something that's hot in the news is going to do better in social platforms than something that's just a darn good article. You know,
and in my market, the people that I deal with, the buzz could also just mean brand exposure.
Exactly.
If you're just looking to get some exposure for your brand.
Cool. So you put together some tools here. Why don't we lead that away too? That's the next bit.
Yeah. So I just put together a couple because honestly, the system I have only uses like two tools. So I don't use a lot of variety. So if you have any other ones, Ross, that'd be awesome. And like I said before, the main tool that I'm using right now is the Google AdWords keyword tool. And it's an oldie but a goodie. And I know some of the data is not always correct when it comes to search volumes and that kind of stuff. But to go back to your point before, the reason that I've switched back from the SK tool that Google has, which looks at a page and really breaks down what they think that page is about from a keyword perspective, is because if you do the same thing in the Google AdWords tool, there's a little radio button you click, and you can put a URL in there, and it'll look at the URL itself, but it'll also crawl some of the navigation, and what it does, since it's an AdWords tool, it'll actually try to segment the keywords into ad groups. So what that does for me is that creates keyword buckets. So now I have a bucket that's – I've taken my core keyword, and now I have like 7 or 8 different buckets of related phrases around that keyword. And then inside each one of those buckets are long tail phrases. So it kind of goes back to that you know, black and white. This tool actually creates some gray for me.
Good point. Good point. Well, one of the things I'd like to mention is actually a little on the outside of things, and that's, have you ever heard of good keywords?
Good keywords. I don't believe so. I've heard good keywords, but not a tool called good keywords.
Yeah, well, I hope so. it's a tool, actually. If you go to, see if I can bring it up here, goodkeywords.com/good-keywords. It's goodkeywords.com/good-keywords. The reason I'm mentioning it so prominently is it's a free tool that allows you to do absolutely the most amazing amount of sorting, pretty much anything you can imagine. In fact, you could download, like say, take a Excel. I can't talk today. Export an Excel file from your research in Google AdWords. Or, you know, the AdWords keyword tool, and then import it into good keywords, and then you can start to sort them or start to eliminate ones or just look for words that use this particular keyword. And then you can highlight all those, move them into another section, and do even more. it allows you to really hone down all your phrases. You could have hundreds of thousands. It's very cool.
I would definitely go to check that out because right now we're doing that same kind of process with Excel. It works, but it's kind of cumbersome.
Oh, this will blow your mind then. You'll love it. So there you go, everyone. It's a good one. A good
nice. just also talking about new tools, we talked about the Google AdWords keyword tool. There is a beta out for a new version of the Google AdWords keyword tool. We got access to it just a few days ago, and it's pretty killer. I don't know how to describe the differences other than it automatically categorizes keywords based on, again, this is for AdWords, but it's based on Google Content Network. So Google Content Network has, you know, a set number of categories that you can put sites into, but it will categorize keywords based on those same categories. So you actually get predefined categories of keywords out of it. It was pretty interesting.
Okay. That's cool. I actually just opened up my presentation I did. I was teaching advanced SEO at the local college and did a bunch of keyword research and on tools and such. And there's a few here that came up, actually. If you have Office 2007, there's a tool called the Microsoft Advertising Intelligence plugin for Excel. Have you used that before?
No. You have to send me that link. That sounds interesting.
It's fancy dancy. I don't use Excel or Office. I use OpenOffice, and it doesn't have that. But if you type in online, Microsoft Advertising Intelligence plugin. That's just for our listeners. I figure that might make it a little easier to find it. That's, again, Microsoft Advertising Intelligence plugin. Again, if you've got Office 2007, it'll work. Any other offices, it will not. But it does some pretty fancy stuff. Now, it uses Bing's platform, but so there's fewer searches, but I still think there's validity to the content that you're getting. So
that
plays a role. And certainly as it grows, it's going to be more important.
Yeah, I will play with that for sure.
And it's got an automatic import feature. I just watched the video on it. I never used it because I don't have the platform, but it looked pretty cool. Another one is, and this is just kind of interesting, is use Google Suggest. Just go to your Google homepage and type in a phrase and see what comes up next. You'll see below a list of the different keywords that are similar to what you just typed in that maybe searched more often. It's kind of a suggestion.
So maybe I shouldn't be saying this because I might get in trouble, but I'm going to say it anyway. We have built a tool here at MediaWiz, and I'm trying to get them to let us launch it public, where you can put in a list of like 10 keywords, and it's actually built in a Google Docs platform. So you put in a list of 10 keywords, and it will automatically show you to suggest for the three different countries of Google, including Canada, Ross, and Yahoo Suggest.
And you thought of Canada? I'm touched.
Yes, we did. And it's very interesting because you just put the keywords in and it puts all the suggests, the current suggests, into a spreadsheet format right there for you automatically for all 10 keywords. The problem with it is now, and the reason I don't think we're going to launch it anytime soon, is just recently, I think within the last week, actually, people have been noticing it, and there's been a lot of talk about the Google Suggest is now localized. So if you're in New York City and you type Central, the first suggestion is Central Park. If you're in Chicago and you type Central, the first suggestion is Central Time. Central Park isn't till and Central Time isn't till like 5 in New York. So those suggests are now geo-targeted based on your location.
Wow. They're always keeping us on our toes, aren't they?
I know, they are.
Okay, well, I've got a couple more to add, and we'll take a quick break and we'll get back to that.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at bruceclay.com.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
Friend Finder. The world's largest online dating network, featuring over 100 million profiles at hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com, represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now at friendfinder.com.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were discussing a few tools for keyword research, and you just ended with some interesting stuff about, what was that, the Google
Suggest.
Google Suggest, yeah. So yeah. It's localized, or at least it appears to be in most locations. Is that proven, or is it more of a common idea?
I actually read about it, believe it or not, on TechCrunch. So they did some testing through TechCrunch. I can't remember the author's name, but I do want to give them full credit.
Hey, good man.
Yeah.
Always a fair man. Okay, so we've only got 4 minutes left here, but I want to just note a few others that I forgot. I've got a little gold mine of stuff here. First of all, are questions relevant to your business? If they are, that's another form of search. We forgot about that. Basing your keywords on questions. So if they are, you can go to Word Tracker Labs. That's Word Tracker Labs, and they've got a keyword questions tool. And with that, you can type in questions and it'll provide one, or type in a keyword and it'll find relevant questions to it. Pretty cool.
Nice. Now, Word Trackers has always been kind of a bee in my bonnet kind of deal. I can't believe I just said that.
User.
Yeah. But I've never been real happy personally with Word Tracker. It does provide some very interesting results, some good results, but they tend, since they use, in most of these keyword tools, they use the meta engines. None of them are getting any data from like Google themselves or direct from Yahoo or MSN. But I don't know. And maybe it's better because it's been a number of years since I've used Word Tracker. It just always, to me, wasn't my favorite. And that's, I even put it on the list here just because I wanted to maybe see if you had a better experience with it, Ross, or if any of our listeners have had good experiences with it, because I don't know. It's just always something that I kind of shy away from.
Yeah, maybe it's because, and I'm going to speak for myself here, that maybe I'm just not advanced enough at keyword research, but I certainly do a good enough job. My clients are happy, but I don't use it either. I don't use that or keyword discovery. I actually dropped Word Tracker a few years ago and started with Keyword Discovery, which was pretty good. But even their stuff is, like you say, it's not from Google. So I dropped them, and now I'm using Google Keyword Tools, and they're pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, and I did exactly the same thing. Dropped Word Tracker for Keyword Discovery a few years ago and then migrated directly to Google, getting it from the source.
Significant money savings. I mean,
yeah,
it adds up.
Yeah. So we're going to get hate mail from both those guys. But hey,
yeah.
this is about our listeners, not about them.
Well, yeah. And you know what? There probably are some really, like, to be fair, there probably are some very advanced things you can't. Well, I know there are advanced searches you can do on keywords you can't do within Google. Sure. So it really depends what you're looking for.
Yep, I agree.
I think there's some stuff there that is really of merit. Another one is KW Map. kwmap.net, KWMap, so keyword map.net, KWMap. And what's cool about this is it tells you what's semantically relevant to the phrase you've typed in. So you type in any phrase, Outlook support or Outlook crashes.
Now we're going to get hate mail from Microsoft too.
Yeah, it's okay. I get that a lot. You'll find all the different phrases that are relevant to that. So let's see what this should be good actually. Outlook crashes. just thinking. I stumped it. But what it'll do is anything that seems semantically relevant. Now, the reason that's important is in a lot of ways, I think there was an issue where people were debating this, but Google is a semantic search engine in many ways. So I find this quite intriguing. Someone will have to go there to try it out. In this case, Outlook brought up a bunch of French stuff, which is really different. But often it does work. I will stand by it. It's got some pretty cool stuff. So, okay. Well, what next? I guess we've got to cut back, aren't we? And maybe we should continue this the next show.
Well, really, I think the main thing to cover, and Brasco said we could go a few extra minutes I don't think that people will mind too much, is I want to talk about how do we use this keyword research, because so many of us know keyword research is important and spend tons of time doing keyword research, but then how do you use that research to improve SEO, to improve your client's performance or your own website performances? I put a couple of ideas down here on how to use it, and the most obvious is content planning. If you build a content calendar or publication calendar, or you have a content strategy or plan, keyword research needs to be a part of that, because you need to know what to write about to get to meet your goals. That's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, and it's also in that same vein, it should be done before you even design your website. We're talking ideal world here, but really these days we're advanced enough, we should be doing that. When you plan your website, you should be thinking about what sections are going to be in play. I'm sure you already have a good idea. Whoever is listening, you've got an idea of what your business is and what different sections you should have, but how they're labeled, what keywords to use in the file names, in the directory names, in the titles, all that stuff plays a big role, including navigation. And if you can learn all of this beforehand, have it all planned out, you literally hand the blueprint to the designer and they just follow the instructions. There's very rare circumstances where the designer needs to do any creative ideas about keywords. I don't even think, maybe in branding, that's about it. Really, this should be set up by a marketer.
And that's a very good point. That's the reason, back to those tool question we had earlier, I switched from the SK tool, Google, back to the AdWords tool, because it does create those groups or buckets, which a lot of times will help you plan categories for your navigation of your site. If that creates a really clean set of buckets of keywords, that can easily translate into your internal structure of your website.
Excellent point. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, there's certainly a lot to this, isn't there? We could go on and on. I'm sure the Webmaster Radio probably even has a keyword based show. If they don't, I'm surprised. We'll just have to do a few of them if they don't. There's so much to it.
Keyword world. Say that three times real fast. Keyword world.
That's right.
I made that up. There's not really a show called Keyword World.
Well, I guess that's it for today. Awesome. Great idea, John. John put this together today quick, so thank you very much. It's some good content, and I hope everyone got lots of use out of this. Feel free to pass around the ideas, and hope we get a few more listeners, get past 7 or so.
Yeah, send us some questions, too. If you have ideas and you want to say, hey, what about this? We'll be happy to say, hey, by the way, last time we talked about keywords, but Billy Bob sent us a great suggestion on this about keywords, so send us your thoughts, too.
Yeah, and any challenges you're having as well, please do. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, thanks for joining us. Our show is 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern every Monday, and we hope you tune every week. My Twitter ID is @RossDunn, and John?
I'm at John Carcutt.
And how do you spell your last name?
With two T's. C-A-R-C-U-double-T. How do you spell Dunn? Because you end with a double letter, too, so you got to spell
true.
Yours.
I guess. D-U-double-N. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Bye, all.